upon a time, there was a king. King Nolaf of Suburbia. And what a miserable old king he was. Nothing in the world would make him smile. The court jesters tried, but to no avail.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. I don't want London Bridge any longer. Why? It's long enough already. Ha ha. Hello, hello, hello. Our dog doesn't eat meat. Why? We don't give it any. Ha ha. Hello, hello, hello. Why does a cow wear a bell? I don't know. Because its horns don't work. Ha ha.
Then, one day, the lady-in-waiting was passing the throne room when she heard the king. The king laughing. There was something on the radio that was making him laugh. And I think we can guess what it was, can't we, children?
Down for a long night of excitement. Albeit that neither candidate looked particularly appealing, it seemed that we were in for a close-fought race.
We've exported some rubbish in our time, but Stone mean nothing like this.
Adrian Just!
Yes, hello there. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Then we'll begin.
Has the king lost his crown? Is the night being tied on romance? Ha ha, said the clown. Is it bringing you down that you've lost your chance? Feeling low, got to go see a show in town. Hear the jokes, have a smoke. Watch her dance to the beat of the drums. Faster now, sweating brow, I'm all fingers and thumbs. Wonder why I hit the sky when she blows me a kiss. In a wild run of mouth, I'm regretting all this. Ha ha, said the clown. As the king lost his crown, is the night being tied on romance?
First up, it's Man for Man and Ha Ha, said the clown. Ooh, I've had enough of the clowns. Can we have the acrobats on instead, please?
How do you like that guy? Acrobats on radio.
Shh, they're very good. They're the world-famous Zaslav family.
Wonderful, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see this. They're building a human pyramid of bodies. Whoa, there he is, up in the air. Look at that. He's hanging by one.
Oh, brought the tears to his eyes.
Yes, it's a tough life in the circus, all right.
Hey, Luigi, I'm fed up.
Why, what's the trouble?
For 15 years, I've been cleaning out the elephant's cage, a week in, a week out, for just £100 a month.
Well, why don't you quit?
What? And get out of showbiz?
Yes, and his wife's always complaining, too. He keeps bringing his work home with him. But one thing about this business, they're always on the lookout for new talent.
Bernard Delphon passing this building site. A fella does three double somersaults, a jackknife, backflip, lands on his feet. He said, I'll boot you for the London Palladium. Foreman said you'll have to take Big Paddy with him. He says, why? He said, because he's the one that just hit him on the hands with a sledgehammer.
Just then he started eating it. Chap said, are you a professional? He says, no, an amateur. Hey, don't wish to know. Can I have a gong, please?
Thank you.
That Honourable Huang Chung.
Ooh.
I'm not kidding. Huang Chung, that's the name of the band. With the Dance Hall Days. Even they've changed since the 60s, you know.
In them days, when you met a girl, you met her to dance, and you danced properly. They don't dance now, do they? They shuffle around and shout now.
Who are you with?
Bit me, mate.
Getting shot at them, or what?
And the chat we used to have, like, what colour's your back door, love? It's green, but you'll never see it.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see a danger there. If there's a chance for me, then I don't care. Fools rush in where wise men never go, but wise men never fall in love. So how are they to know when we met? I felt my life. So open up your heart and
let this fool rush in. Men never fall in love, so how are they to know when we've met? Girl, I felt my life begin. So open up your heart, let this fool rush in. Just open up your heart and let this fool rush on in. Because I'm coming in. Open up your heart and let this fool rush in.
Bow Wow Wow had that out as a single, but that's where it came from. Brooke Benton and Fools Rush In. And it'd be unfair, really, to couple that with the fact that Parliament reassembles on Monday. I mean, they're not fools, and they certainly don't rush. Well, these important affairs of state have to be debated at a measured pace, darling.
Who's responsible for the drains at Hackney? And may I ask why they have not been taken up in the last century?
They are. They were. Taken up last December.
Oh.
Ah.
Get out.
Isn't it time they were taken up again?
Gentlemen, this is an inquiry into the cost of a government building in Colombo.
What? What?
He'll not know. Now, as a strolling minister of no fixed address, I must protest at this gross misspending of public funds.
Wow.
This building was supposed to cost £25,000. In fact, it cost £59,000.
Oh. We mustn't stand for this.
We're not going to. We're not going to, indeed. To teach those concerned with this disgusting waste a severe lesson, I've ordered the building burned to the ground and a new building put up at the proper price.
Order! Order! Order!
All the leaves are brown.
Such a winter's day.
you can just see the sand and feel the sun and smell the smog. California Dreaming from the Mamas and Papas. And if you just tuned in, hi, it's Radio 1 here and Adrian Just through till 2. And we're talking about Parliament because they're back at it on Monday. And of course, these days you don't have to go to the House of Commons to see democracy in action. You can always tune in to the good old Beeb for Today in Parliament.
In the House of Commons tonight, replying to Albert Mould, MP, Sir Vivian Anstruther-Clark said that he was not a soppy old four-eyes, but that the questioner had bandy legs as well, so yah sucks boo to him. In reply, Mr. Mould retorted that it was well known that Sir Vivian was not only a barefaced liar, but an evil-smelling moron. Intervening, Sir Gordon Hole shouted, knickers. From the other benches, veteran campaigner Mrs. Ada Leach rejoined that Sir Vivian was a stark ninny and a toad-faced maggoty twerp. The debate continues tonight, but it's thought that the school leaving age will stay as it is.
They want to televise the House of Commons, eh? Because like a bloody four-hour bar in here some night, that's why. They fall out of all directions. Revelise your parliament! Revelise your lords! They go in the Houses of Commons and make their lords drunk in charge, there they can. All right, they say, a drunk in charge of a car is a lethal weapon and it can kill someone. Agreed. But what about a drunk in charge of the country then, eh? They can kill bloody millions!
All right, get off your soapbox. I was always told at school that hot air rises. Still can't find out what's keeping the place on the ground. Level 42, going up.
haberdashery, lawnmowers, outsize undies.
That is level 42, and then he won called Weave Your Spell.
Adder's fork and blindworm sting, lizard's leg and howlet's wing, eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
And follow?
Indigestion, I should think. Ooh, let's try that transport calf down the road.
Hello, John. Give us a chip, then.
Push off, sonny.
Don't be like that, John. I'm just... Sorry, John. Was that your tea, then? Oh, dear. Here, let me get... Oh, dear. I am clumsy today. Here, boys, let's help pick the gentleman's dinner up off the floor, right? Here you are, John. Good as... Here, where did he go, then?
I think he's gone, Sid.
Yeah. Well, he weren't much of a man, was he, eh?
No, weren't much of a driver, neither. He's just run over all your motorbikes.
Dear.
Ooh, just a kiss, just a smile.
That's the stuff. None of your namby-pamby ballads. Shaky, back with the rockers on I'll Be Satisfied. You know, the old saying, keep the customer satisfied, is never more true than in the hotel business. Especially if your customers have got a few Deutschmarks on them.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I beg your pardon?
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Kennen Sie Deutsch sprechen?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
You speak German?
Oh, German! I'm sorry, I thought there was something wrong with you. Oh! Now, Germans, don't mention the war. May I say how pleased we are to have some Europeans here now that we are on the continent? I didn't vote for it myself, quite honestly, but now that we're in, I'm determined to make it work, so I'd like to welcome you all to Britain. The place is grilled, that doesn't matter, there's life in the old thing yet. And the veal chop is done with rosemary. In fact, it's really good. Really good.
good.
Yes, doesn't matter, never mind.
May we have two eggs mayonnaise, please?
Certainly, why not indeed? We're all friends now, eh?
Corn cocktail.
Sorry, what was it again?
A prawn cocktail.
Oh, yes, Eva Prawn, yes. First, and Goebbels, too. He's not hardly remember at all.
And then pickled pies.
Hermann Göring, yes. And von Ribbentrop, there was another one.
And four cold meat salad, please.
Certainly. Well, I'll just get your hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres, which must be obeyed at all times without question. It's all forgotten now, and let's hear no more about it. So that's two egg mayonnaise, a prawn Goebbels, a Hermann Göring, and four colded salads. What's the matter?
It's all right.
Is there something wrong?
Will you stop talking about the war?
Me? You started it?
We did not start it.
Yes, you did. You invaded Poland.
A lot of people don't know this, but Adolf Hitler was one of the world's greatest golfers, you know. Great golfer. I mean, anybody who commits suicide in a bunker's got to be keen. Isn't that a great record?
Yeah.
You believe it. Kim Wilde and Child Come Away. Talking of children, it reminds me of that bloke whose wife was expecting a baby and he rang up to see how she was. But unfortunately, he didn't get the hospital. He got through to the local cricket ground.
Hello? It's Mr. Sampson again. What's the latest position?
Well, bad news, I'm afraid. There's seven out already.
What?
And the last two were ducks.
reminds me of a similar instance where the doctor comes out and says, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you're top of the housing list. Here's Wham!
Hey, sucker! Well, I haven't seen your face around town a while, so I greeted you with a knowing smile. When I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she'd won your heart with a fatal charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town, and hey boy, and what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiancé. Guns, guns, having some fun, crazy ladies, keep them on the run. Wise guys realize there's danger in emotional ties.
As they used to say in the Wild West, young guns, go for it.
Okay, partner, go for your gun.
No need to. I got it with me.
You know what I mean. Draw!
Okay. On the blue ticket, number 27.
I'm looking for the guy that painted my horse pink.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that was me.
Oh. Well, the first coat's dry.
Say, everybody, I just heard the news. Six Gun Slocum's heading this way.
Six Gun Slocum? Let's get out of here.
Barkeep.
Yeah?
Double slug of red eye. I'll make it snappy. That's better.
You want another?
No, I gotta go. Six-Gun Slocum's heading this way.
Yes, and he just raided the liver salts factory too. Him and his boys are on the run. Jerry Rafferty.
Yes, it's back on the road again. I just got me some newfound friends and it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. Flew in at the speed of sound. I shrew up when we touched down, but I'm all right. I'll be all right. New York City's baking in the sun. Got the news, it's just me number one.
Jerry Rafferty off Night Owl with the hazards of touring abroad. Mind you, it's a reciprocal thing, really, because there's many an unwary American who's been caught the same way.
Hey, is he here yet, Tub?
No, Sid's bringing him round. Apparently, he's a 3-star Major General from West Virginia. Never been in England before, so we ought to be able to swing something on him. Here we go. Open the door. Welcome to England, Colonel. I hope your stay will be a long and happy one. Here's your rent book. All H-bombs left in the umbrella stand. Now, here's your front door key.
No, I really would like to see the apartment.
It's a luxury apartment, I assure you. I had Oliver Messel down to design the whole room for you. This way. Yes. Of course, you'll have the run of the whole house. This is the lounge with its open fireplace. When we get your first week's rent, I'll have one put in. Straight through the curtain, and there, behold, this is your apartment.
There we are, Colonel. Lovely, isn't it? A slice of old England.
I
Is that mattress interior sprung?
No, I think most of them are exterior, but we can still see to that.
Well, I like to be warm. You do have central heating, of course.
Well, you can put the oil stove in the middle of the room. You can't get much more central than that, mate. First, allow me to introduce the other members of the household. This is William, my Filipino houseboy. Yeah. Pull your eyes up a bit. He'll do all your running about and clean his shoes, washing and all the other dirty jobs, won't you, William?
No, I won't.
Well, he's relapsed into his native tongue again. No, I won't. Yes. No, I won't. Yes, yes. It's Filipino for it's a pleasure.
He's got a Mexican houseboy there, too. Manuel Labor. And now, continuing our musical journey around the world, here's Dalamando, and I'm an Indian, too. Radio 3 announcer up then. That's an Irving Berlin song, and it's out again, this time by Don Amando's Second Avenue Rumba Band. And I'm an Indian too. And for all Red Indians listening today, good news.
An effort to correct the image of history was made when the remaining American Indians were asked if they had any grievances. Both said no.
Or as the mayor of Chicago once said,
"Hey, Redskins, how you like our city?" He said, "Heap good. How you like our country?"
You can't help feeling sorry for the Indians, though. I mean, what chance did they stand against intrepid explorers like this?
My last encounter with the Redskins was over 35 years ago. I was a mere stripling.
Is that so?
I whipped out my revolver.
Revolvers weren't invented 35 years ago.
I know that, but the Indians didn't know it. I just swum the rapids, had my canoe under one arm, and a Rocky Mountain goat under the other.
How could you swim without the use of your arms?
In those days, I had very strong legs. As I arrived on the riverbank, I was encountered by the entire tribe of the Shug Indians, the most ferocious. Have you ever been to the Shug country?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's fine. I unsheathed my bowie knife and cut a path through this wall of human flesh. dragging my canoe behind me!
But what happened to the goat?
He was very good with mustard.
A goat, eh? And that's one butter you can tell for margarine. One of my favourite lines of his was when he was exploring Afghanistan. He said, "One day we lost our corkscrew. We're compelled to live on food and water for several days."
I found a picture of you. Hijacked my world at night. Again. Circumstance beyond our control. The phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. In our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
For everybody who took up cycling this summer. The Pretenders, back on the chain gang. No doubt about it, though. It is a healthy activity, if a slightly frustrating one. As this bloke and his girlfriend found out.
We hadn't gone far. We had four punctures. Not two, four. There was a fork in the road.
Well, you want to get those new puncture-proof tyres. They go for ages.
One good pump up now lasts me a month.
I don't doubt it.
So I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll lie down behind this hedge and wait till the morning. She said, why wait till the morning?
Just as well you didn't. The tandem club are in the next field.
Don't I feel nice having grass under your feet? It's sort of rural.
Well, help me off, then.
Oh, sorry. Here, Lofty's a bit late, isn't he?
Yeah. Look, here they come now, then. Here, hello, Lofty. Hello, Edie.
Harry, Elfrieda.
Hello, you two.
Hello.
Nice ride, then, Lofty?
All right, but I ain't half tired.
How about you, Edie?
It was most uncomfortable. Them footrests kept going up and down. Yes, I tried to stop them, but they was too strong for me.
Mommy, no wonder Lockley's tied up. Pedals, love. You're supposed to pedal.
Oh, well, if I'd known I was expected to work, I could have stopped at home and helped my mum chop the wood.
With a face like that, you wouldn't need a chopper, would you?
Yes, I must admit she's a bit on the ugly side. You have to be over 16 to look at her. She's got a marvellous figure, though. Marvellous figure.
Trouble is, it's surrounded by 4 stone of ugly fat.